Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents Al-Akhirah, the afterlife, narrated by Imam Anwar Al-Awlaqi.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. That's the second sign of the Day of Judgment, the third sign of the Day of Judgment. Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj are two tribes. Are they human beings? Or are they a different creation? Are they sons of Adam? They are definitely descendants of Adam. They are human beings, mankind. And the evidence is in a hadith in Bukhari. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Adam, Ya Adam, akhrij ba'th an-nar. O Adam, send out the portion of your children to hellfire. Because mankind, a part of them will go to hellfire and a part of them will go to paradise. A portion of the sons of Adam would go to Jannah and a portion would go to hellfire. So Allah is telling the father of all human beings, separate the portion of hellfire out of your descendants. Separate them. Put the people of hellfire on one side. Adam doesn't know who belongs to hellfire, so he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا بَعْثُ النَّارِ What is the portion of my descendants that are going to hellfire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ تِسْعُمِئَ وَتِسْعَوَتْسَعِينَ Out of every 1,999. Out of every 1,000 human beings, 999 are going to hellfire. This was a shock on the Sahaba. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it on their faces. The Sahaba were very sensitive. When they heard this hadith, the color of their faces changed. They weren't talking anymore, they were silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that. And then they asked, وَمَن مِنَّ يَكُونُ ذَلَكَ الرَّجُلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Who of us will guarantee that they will be one out of 1,000? I mean, the chance is so slim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ 999 وَمِنْكُمْ وَاحِدٌ Out of Ya'juj, 999, and out of the rest is one. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, if they are put with any group, they would make it a lot. I mean, the ratio would always be on their side because of their numbers. So many of them. They multiply so much, there's a narration that says that when one of them dies, they would have left behind 1,000 descendants by the time they die. But this is a narration, it could be weak. Anyway, they multiply so much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an, حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ And when Ya'juj and Ma'juj come out, they would pour from every direction. From everywhere they're going to be pouring down, swarming from every direction. So the numbers are huge. This hadith indicates that they are sons of Adam because this order was given to Adam. Allah is telling him, send out the portion of your descendants that belong to hellfire. Another, some ahadith that talk about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. This hadith is in Muslim. إِذْ أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي قَدْ أَخْرَجْتُ عِبَادًا لِي لَا يَدَانِي لِأَحَدٍ بِقِتَالِهِمْ فَحَرِّزْ عِبَادِي إِلَى الطُّورِ وَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ After Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam kills the Dajjal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Isa and tell him that there is a creation of mine that are coming out. Nobody can fight them and stand against them. So take my servants to At-Tur in Palestine, and save them from Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So Allah would reveal to Isa, warning him that Ya'juj and Ma'juj came out, and لَا يَدَانِي لَأَحَدٍ بِقِتَالٍ Nobody can stop them. So Isa will take all of the believers, and they would hide in Jerusalem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَمُرُّ أَوَائِلُهُمْ عَلَى بُحَيْرَةِ طَبَرِيَّةٍ فَيَشْرَبُونَ مَا فِيهَا وَيَمُرُّ آخِرُهُمْ فَيَقُولُونَ لَقَدْ كَانَ بِهَذِهِ مَرَّةً مَا The army would march. They would come to the lake of Tabariyah. Tabariyah in Palestine. They would start drinking from the lake. By the time the back rows of the army arrive, the lake would be empty. And they would say, once there was water over here. What happened to it? Where is all of the water? There are so many, and they are eating and drinking everything, that they would just drink this whole lake. وَيُحْصَرْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عِيسَى وَأَصْحَابُهُ حَتَّى يَكُونَ رَأْسُ الثَّوْرِ لِأَحَدِهِمْ خَيْرًا مِّنْ مِئَةِ دِينَارٍ لِأَحَدِكُمْ اليوم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya'juj and Ma'juj are going to surround the believers. They're going to besiege them. And this siege would be so hard on them, on Isa and his sahaba, ashabu, that a head of an ox would be more value to them than 100 dinar is to you now. Now 100 dinar in the time of Rasulullah was a lot of money. Now a head of an ox, nowadays we throw the head, we don't even eat it anymore. A head of an ox would be so much value to them because of the scarcity of they have no food, no drink, things are becoming so difficult on them that if they have a head of an ox, they would treasure it just like 100 dinar or more. فَيَرْغَبُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عِيسَى وَأَصْحَابُهُ فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ النَّغَفْ فِي رِقَابِهِمْ فَيُصْبِحُونَ فَرْسَى كَمَوْتِ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ Isa would make dua, and the Muslims would make dua. So Allah would destroy Ya'juj and Ma'juj by sending on them worms, insects, that would enter into their necks and kill them. And it would kill them all. It would be an epidemic that would kill them all. The whole nations of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, these two tribes, would be exterminated. Well, that doesn't solve the problem yet. ثُمَّ يَهْبِطُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عِيسَى وَأَصْحَابُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ فَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَوْضِعَ شِبْرٍ إِلَّا مَلْأَهُ زَهْمُهُمْ وَنَتَنَهُمْ Isa and his followers, they would come out from Jerusalem because now they're safe. But there isn't a spot on the face of the earth that is not covered by the decomposed bodies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. There's so many of them. And they're spread all over the world that the whole earth is contaminated because of the smell of their rotten bodies. Therefore, Isa would have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again to help them. Ya'juj and Ma'juj are a harm to the Muslims, dead and alive. فَيَرْغَبُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عِيسَى وَأَصْحَابُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ طَيْرًا كَأَعْنَاقِ الْبُخْتِ فَتَحْمِلُهُمْ فَتَطْرَحُهُمْ حَيْثُ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ مَطَرًا لَا يَكُنُّ مِنْهُ بَيْتُ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ فَيَغْسِلُ الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يَتْرُكَهَا كَالزَّلَفَةِ Isa and the Muslims, they would make dua. So Allah would send birds that are so big, their necks are like the necks of camels. And they would pick up these bodies and throw them away. And then Allah would send rain that would wash the earth and leave it clean as a mirror. In another hadith, in Tirmidhi, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يحفرونه كل يوم حتى إذا كادوا يخرقونه قال الذي عليهم ارجعوا فستخرقونه غدا فيعيده الله كأشد ما كان. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Ya'juj and Ma'juj are digging through this dam. Let us go through the ayat of Quran that tell us about this barrier or this wall. Very long time ago, thousands of years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran tells us a story about Dhul Qarnayn. Dhul Qarnayn is a king who lived thousands of years ago. He doesn't even exist in written history. This was way in the dungeons of history, very early. Dhul Qarnayn is a king who ruled the world, or the inhabited part of the world in that time. That's how they say he picked up the name Dhul Qarnayn. Dhul Qarnayn means two horns. Some of the Mufassirin say it means the east and the west. He ruled the east and the west. Dhul Qarnayn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us his story in Quran. He told us three parts: when he visited the east, when he visited the west, and when he visited an area between two mountains. When he visited this area between two mountains, the people who were living there were people who could barely speak, or Dhul Qarnayn could barely understand them. لا يكادون يفقهون قولا. They could barely understand his language. They told Dhul Qarnayn, اجعل لنا سدا. They asked Dhul Qarnayn to build for them a sad. Sad is a dam. Because they were complaining of two tribes. إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض. They said, يأجوج and مأجوج are corrupting our land.
فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا
We are going to pay you money if you are going to make a wall between us and them, a dam. These people were complaining to Dhul Qarnayn. They were saying that Ya'juj and Ma'juj are causing so much corruption, we want you to establish a dam that would seal them away from us. And we are going to pay you. Dhul Qarnayn said, I don't need your money. مَا أَتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me enough wealth. But I want you to help me with your manpower. أَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ Help me with your manpower. Atuni zubar al-hadid. Give me the iron ore, or the iron. He wanted the raw material of iron. And then he made it as a barrier between the two mountains.
حَتَّى إِذَا سَاوَى بَيْنَ الصَّدَفَيْنِ قَالَ انْفُخُوا حَتَّى إِذَا جَعَلَهُ نَارًا قَالَ آتُونِي أُفْرِغْ عَلَيْهِ قِطْرًا.
He used that iron to build a dam between the two mountains, and he ordered them to warm it up, to heat it until it melted, and then he poured on it qitra. Now qitra is explained as either lead or copper. Qitra would mean either lead or copper. Now when you mix steel with lead or copper, you get either brass or bronze. Either brass or bronze. And both of them are better than if he left it as steel alone. So he made this compound, he mixed the iron or the steel with brass or copper. There's a difference of opinion of what qitr exactly means. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he didn't only build a sad, because a sad means a dam, but he built radma. Radm is something that seals off completely. When you say radm al-ard, it means you sealed it off. A sad is a horizontal barrier, but it is open on the top, so they could climb over it. Those people, they asked the Qarnayn to build them a sad. All what we want you to do is build a wall. He went further. And this is ihsan, perfection. He didn't only do what they asked him to do, but he did it better. He did more. He built a radm. And a radm is something that sealed them off completely from the face of the earth. So Dhul Qarnayn sealed off Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. Therefore, we cannot really see them now. We don't know where they are, because they are completely sealed off. They are sealed off somewhere underground. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, we have no clue where they are. They're somewhere in the east, because Rasulullah ﷺ pointed that they're coming out from the east of Medina. But where exactly? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, because Dhul Qarnayn did his job so well, he sealed it off completely. And Dhul Qarnayn said that this seal will continue.
فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاءَ وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا.
Until the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, this perfect seal, this perfect wall that I built, جَعَلَهُ رَبِّي دَكَّى. It will be leveled to the ground one day. Even though it's the best I could do. But he said that one day this will be leveled to the ground. And these are ayat in Qur'an in Surah Al-Kahf. Let me read the translation of them. Till when he came between two mountains, he found upon their hither side a folk that scarce could understand the saying. They said, O Dhul Qarnayn, Gog and Magog are spoiling the land. So may we pay you tribute on condition that you set a barrier between us and them. He said, that wherein my Lord has established me is better than your tribute. Do but help me with strength of men. I will set between you and them a bank. أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. Give me pieces of iron. Till when he had leveled up the gap between the cliffs, he said, blow. Till when he had made it fire, he said, bring me molten copper to pour thereon. And Gog and Magog were not able to surmount, nor could they pierce it. He said, this is a mercy from my Lord, but when the promise of my Lord comes to pass, he will lay it low, for the promise of my Lord is true. We'll continue with the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every day Ya'juj and Ma'juj are piercing through this barrier. One night, when it's they're done with their work, and they have just a little bit left, their leader would say, let's come back and finish it tomorrow. They would come back tomorrow and find that it was sealed off again. So they dig. They dig it all the way until they're almost there, and then they leave. They come tomorrow, next day, and they find out that it was sealed as if it was new. Rasulullah ﷺ says, until one day, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مُدَّتَهُمْ وأراد الله أن يبعثهم على الناس قال الذي عليهم ارجعوا فستخرقونه غدا إن شاء الله واستثنى قال فيرجعون فيجدون كهيئته حين تركوه فيخرقونه. until when their term is appointed, and allow them to come out, they would dig through it, and then their leader will say, tomorrow we're going to come back, and inshallah, we're going to complete digging it. So they will say, inshallah. Next day they will come, and they will open up the seal, and they would come out. Now by the way, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a small, very small opening occurred in that seal. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling, and then suddenly his face changed. And then he said, today, an opening was made in the seal of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Therefore, there is already a small opening, and one day they'll come and they'll open it up completely. فَيَخْرُجُونَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَيَسْتَقُونَ الْمِيَاهِ وَيَفِرُّ النَّاسُ مِنْهُمْ فَيَرْمُونَ بِسِهَامِهِمْ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَرْجِعُوا مُخَضَّبَةً بِالدِّمَاءِ فيقولون قهرنا من في الأرض وعلونا من في السماء قسوة وعلوة فيبعث الله عليهم نغفا في أخفائهم فيهلكون فوالذي نفس محمد بيده إن دواب الأرض تسمن وتبطر وتشكر شكرا من لحومهم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, they would come out, they would drink the water of the earth, and people will run away from them. And then when Ya'juj and Ma'juj think that they have killed everyone, they would point their weapons toward the sky and they would shoot. So their arrows would come back with blood on them. They would say, we killed everybody on earth and now we killed everyone in the heavens. Arrogance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send on them worms that would kill them all. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the animals of the earth would eat so much from their bodies that they would be fat and grateful. Now in terms of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, as we said, we don't know where they are. And they are not a population of the earth living on the surface of the earth now. But there are people whom we don't know of. Because a lot of people like to say that these people might be Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and others might be Ya'juj and Ma'juj. SubhanAllah, like the Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, one of the evangelists. When the Soviet Union broke up, because in the Old Testament there is talk about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. It's known in the books of the scripture, of the people of the book. They know Gog and Magog. They call it Gog and Magog. So Pat Robertson, when the Soviet Union fell down, broke up into pieces, and the Muslim republics gained their independence, some of them had storages of nuclear weapons. So Pat Robertson, in his 700 Club, he brought this big map of the world, and he pointed to all of these Muslim republics and said, see, they have nuclear weapons. They're going to march down, put their hands in with Iran, and then they're going to march down and destroy the whole world. Therefore, this is the biblical prophecy that the Muslims are Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Crazy stuff that the Muslims now became Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And some of the Muslims say that these people are Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and others are Ya'juj and Ma'juj. This is all ghaib. Signs number 4, 5, and 6, which is Al-Khusuf, the sinking of earth. Sinking of earth, it could be an earthquake that is so violent that part of the earth is swallowed. In this hadith in Muslim, which we talked about, the 10 signs of the Day of Judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَثَلَاثَةَ خُسُوفٍ خَسْفٌ بِالْمَشْرِقِ وَخَسْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ وَخَسْفٌ بِجَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, three khusuf, three sinking of earth. One in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. The earth would shake, and part of it would be swallowed. And these are major earthquakes. It's not just an earthquake, it will be a major earthquake. Could be an earthquake that could take all of the western United States off the map, because the continental divide goes through parts of Arizona, I think, or the eastern part of California. So they say that all of this area is very dangerous area. So there was an ad telling people to buy property in Arizona, because one day that's going to be beachfront property. So you better buy it now and it's cheap, because one day it's going to be on the Pacific Ocean. There would be a very big sinking of earth, where the earth would be swallowed. And these events don't just happen like that, like most of the people think. These events are predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have reasons. It is punishment for the people for their sins. It is testing, Allah is testing the people. And therefore, subhanAllah, you find that the earthquake of Northridge, which was a very violent earthquake, it happened in the valley of Northridge, because that's where the studios of filming these pornography movies are. And subhanAllah, that's where the center of the earthquake was. And the earthquake of San Francisco, we know the corruption and the perversion that exists there. So these events don't just happen like that. They have reasons why they occur. There once happened an earthquake in Medina. It happened again. It happened a third time. Very small earthquake. Umar ibn Khattab stood on the minbar and said to the people of Medina, either you stop sins or I'm going to leave Medina. Umar ibn Khattab understood that this is because of the sins of people. If it was now, they would say that the first one was an earthquake and number two and three were aftershocks. Umar ibn Khattab said, this is because of your sins. If you do not stop, I'm going to leave Medina. And once the mountain of Uhud shaked, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand on the mountain and said, Uthbut Uhud, don't move. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِي وَصَدِّيق وَشَهِدَيْن. Don't move, because on top of you is a Nabi and a Siddiq and two Shuhada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr is a Siddiq and Umar and Uthman were a Shuhada. So these are the khusuf and these are signs of the Day of Judgment. Sign number 7, the smoke, Ad-Dukhan. There's a whole surah in Quran called Surah Ad-Dukhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ.
Wait until smoke comes down from the heavens. And this smoke is punishment for the non-believers. هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This is a punishment for the non-believers. We don't know more about the smoke. It is smoke that would come down on earth as a punishment for the non-believers. Sign number 8, the rise of the sun from the west. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when some of the signs of Allah approach, then a soul that did not believe, their belief will not do them any good. The tafsir of this ayah is the rise of the sun from the west. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها فإذا رآها الناس آمن من عليها فذاك حين لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل. رواه البخاري. صلى الله عليه وسلم says that the day of judgment will not occur until the sign rises up from the west. When that happens, everyone would believe. All of the people on the face of the earth would believe. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is when belief would not do them any good. Meaning of the ayah. لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ means if they didn't believe before. Meaning that if somebody becomes a Muslim in that moment, their Islam is not accepted anymore. أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِيَ خَيْرًا, it means that if there is somebody who claims to be a believer, but they were not doing good, if they start doing good when the sun rises from the west, it's too late. Therefore, your record of deeds would remain as it was before the sun rises. If you were doing righteous deeds, then the reward of those righteous deeds would continue even when the sun rises from the west. But if you were not doing what you were doing before, then no additional rewards would be attributed to you. Why? Al-Qurtubi explains this and he says, when the sun rises up from the west, people know that that's the end. Therefore, it is just like dying. When a person sees the angel of death, can they make tawbah? It's too late. The same thing here. When the sun rises from the west, people know that it's the end of the world. And that is when the door of tawbah would be closed. When the sun rises from the west, the door of tawbah is blocked. No more tawbah will be accepted. Sign number 9, Ad-Dabbah, the beast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ.
And when the decree of Allah or the word of Allah befalls them, we would send out to them a beast from the earth. It would talk to them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people do not believe in our signs. Tukallimum can be explained as talk to them or mark them. Because tukallimum can mean talking in Arabic, and it could mean kalim or kalam. When you scar someone, it's kalama. When you leave a mark on something, that is kalam. And both meanings are correct. Ibn Abbas says, kilahuma. Both meanings are correct. What will happen? This beast would come out. And it would talk to people. You are a believer. You are an unbeliever. And it would stamp them. And it would stamp the face of the believer. And it would stamp the face of the disbeliever. There are some ahadith in that. By the way, what does it mean in the ayah? وَإِذَا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. When the word of Allah befalls them. What is the word of Allah? Al-Qurtubi says, وَجَبَ الْوَعِيدُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِتَمَادِيهِمْ فِي الْعَصْيَانِ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالطُّغْيَانِ وَإِعْرَاضِهِمْ عَنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَرْكِهِمْ تَدَبُّرِهَا. Al-Qurtubi says, the word of Allah befalls them means the punishment of Allah, it is time for the punishment of Allah on them because of their extremism in corruption and evil and arrogance, and because they ignored the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they did not contemplate in them. Ibn Mas'ud says, وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ الْقَوْلِ يَكُونُ بِمَوْتِ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَذَهَابِ الْعِلْمِ وَرَفْعِ الْقُرْآنِ. Ibn Mas'ud says, وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ الْقَوْلِ. The word of Allah comes on them is when the scholars die and the knowledge disappears and Qur'an is lifted. We talked about that when Qur'an is taken away from the souls of people. عن أبي هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث إذا خرجنا لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا طلوع الشمس من مغربها والدجال ودابة الأرض. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says three things. When they occur, no soul would benefit from an iman if they believed after that. One of them is the rise of the sun from the west. Number two, الدجال. Number three, the beast. It is too late to believe after that. In the time of Dajjal, we explained it, because there's so much fitna in this time, if you're not prepared before, you're not going to be able to prepare yourself in the time of Dajjal. And in the time of the beast, because after that, people are already going to be stamped. Believer, non-believer. There's more details in the following hadith, in At-Tirmidhi and Ahmad. عن أبي هريرة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تخرج الدابة معها خاتم سليمان وعصى موسى فتجلو وجه المؤمن وتختم أنف الكافر بالخاتم حتى إن أهل الخوان ليجتمعون فيقول ها هنا يا مؤمن ويقال ها ها يا كافر ويقول هذا يا مؤمن ويقول هذا يا كافر. قال أبو عيسى هذا حديث حسن غريب. والحديث ضعفه الألباني وصححه أحمد شاكر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says the beast would come out carrying the seal of Sulaiman and the stick of Musa. It would mark the face of the believer with the stick of Musa, and it would stamp the face of the non-believer with the seal of Sulaiman. Rasulullah ﷺ says that people would be eating together and they would say, give me, hand me this believer, hand me this non-believer. It's written, everybody has it written on their face. People would call each other, ya kafir, O disbeliever, ya mu'min, O believer. Because everybody has their stamp on their face now. Ya mu'min, ya kafir. The hadith, Sheikh Ahmed Shakir says the hadith is authentic, but Al-Albani says it is da'if, because there is one of the narrators of the hadith. Al-Albani considers him to be a weak narrator, but Ahmed Shakir considers him to be strong, and he says that At-Tirmidhi and Ahmed have narrated from this man. Wallahu alam. The final sign of the Day of Judgment is the fire. وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and in the end, a fire would come out from Yemen, sending the people towards al-mahshar. This is a fire that is going to push all of the people of the earth towards the Holy Land. It's going to push them together. This fire is going to continuously follow the people. And the people are going to be running away from it. And whoever stays behind, the fire would burn them. It follows them in the daytime, sleeps with them at night, never leaves them alone. And where will it come out from? From Yemen. Particularly, Rasulullah ﷺ pinpointed the area and said, "Min Qa'ri Adan." From the Qa'r is a basin, from the basin of Adan. Adan is laying in the crater of a volcano. There's many craters of volcano in Adan. Adan, the city in Yemen on the sea. And there's a lot of craters in it. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that the fire will come out of this crater. And it will send the people towards al-mahshar. And al-mahshar is in al-sham. Rasulullah ﷺ ashara biyadihi ila al-sham, faqala ila hahuna tuhsharun. Rasulullah pointed towards al-sham, towards the Holy Land, and said, this is where you would be assembled. And another hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم ستكون هجرة بعد هجرة فخيار أهل الأرض ألزمهم مهاجر إبراهيم ويبقى في الأرض شرار أهلها تلفظهم أرضوهم تقذرهم نفس الله وتحشرهم النار مع القردة والخنازير. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says there will be hijrah after hijrah, and the best of the people of the world are going to be in the place of hijrah of Ibrahim. Where was the place of hijrah of Ibrahim? Jerusalem, the Holy Land. Rasulullah says, ستكون هجرة بعد هجرة. There will be a hijrah after hijrah. What was the first hijrah? The hijrah from Mecca to Medina. That's the first hijrah. And then there will be another hijrah. And that is the hijrah of the best people of the world to Jerusalem. فخيار أهل الأرض ألزمهم مهاجر إبراهيم. The best people of the earth in that time will go to the place of hijrah of Ibrahim. And that's Jerusalem. And then the other people that live in the world at that time will be the worst of people. And that is when the fire will come and will gather them and assemble them to Ash-Sham. And Ash-Sham, we talked about it a lot in many of these ahadith. Ash-Sham is the area of Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon. And the most holy of it is Jerusalem, Aknaf Bayt al-Maqdis. And there are many ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised that land because that is the land of jihad until the day of judgment. There's continuously jihad in that land. In the beginning it was against the Roman Empire, and then it was jihad against the Crusaders, and then jihad against the Tatar, then it is now jihad against al-Yahud, and then it is jihad against the Romans again, and then it is against al-Dajjal. That is where the Muslim are camping for jihad. That is where the Ribat is. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Musnad Imam Ahmad, عن أبي الدرداء قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أنا نائم إذ رأيت عمود الكتاب احتمل من تحت رأسي فظننت أنه مذهوب به فأتبعته بصري فعمد به إلى الشام ألا وإن الإيمان حين تقع الفتن بالشام. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I was sleeping and I saw a dream where the pillar of the book al-Qur'an. Qur'an was represented in the form of a pillar, a column. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the pillar of the book, the column of the book was taken away from me. And I thought that it would be taken away from me. So I followed it, my vision. I was staring at the pillar of the book. And then I saw it placed in a sham. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the time of fitan, in the time of trials and tribulations, that is where Iman will be. And another hadith, in At-Tabarani, رأيت ليلة أسري بي عمودا أبيض كأنه لواء تحمله الملائكة فقلت ما تحملون قالوا عمود الكتاب أمرنا أن نضعه بالشام. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when I was in the trip of Al-Isra, I saw a white pillar like a banner of war taken away from me. And I asked the angels, where are you taking it? They said, we are going to take it and place it in Ash-Sham. Now, this assembly of people to Ash-Sham, is it the assembly al-Hashr of the Day of Judgment? Or is it a different Hashr? Some of the scholars, like Al-Ghazali and others, the early Ghazali, they say that this is the assembly of the Day of Judgment, Al-Hashr, Yom Al-Hashr. But the majority of the scholars say that there is two Hashr. There's one assembly in dunya, and then there's another assembly in Akhirah. So they say this is an assembly in dunya. In the end of the world, people are going to be assembled to the Holy Land, and then that will be the end of the world, and then the Hashr of the Day of Judgment is going to be in a different place. And they use as an evidence for that, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ, when the earth will be replaced. On the Day of Judgment, the earth and the sun and everything will be different. وَاللَّهُ عَلَمْ, there's a difference of opinion in that. This is the end of the signs of the Day of Judgment.
This is the end of part one. For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943 or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-bashir.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264.